Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Okay, so we're back. We're going to talk about our part two from our Vegas trip. So it's a part two for you guys because you only got the little scoop of our Vegas trip with my experience with my new guy. But I met him, actually I met him back in June on Raya, which if you're not familiar with Raya, is this dating site for, I'm just going to go right out with it. It's like, it's basically like if you're looking for your husband in the douchey VIP line of some club in Hollywood, that's Raya. And I'm thinking maybe I was on Hinge before too. There's just too much to choose from there. I don't know. I think maybe the whole dating app thing I need to take a step back from. But anyways, I met him back in June. We talked on Raya and I didn't really click with him. It, like, you know, when you kind of have a conversation with somebody and they're like, what do you do? And then you talk about what you do and they're like, great. Well, I, and it's like, okay, conversational skills? No.
Well, first I want to preface this with part one, which we recorded and put out. There has been some new things have been brought to light since then. So when we recorded part one, none of this was known. It was just going to be an episode. And now we're like, oh my gosh, there's a part two because some stuff has happened since then, which Aurora, I'll let you continue.
And the reason we're sharing this, by the way, is not just to kind of follow the drama that is Aurora's life. It is because I want people to know that this is a common thing that happens. It doesn't matter what you look like, how much money you have, how, you know, sweet you are, how well your social skills are. Everybody can be a victim of a con artist. Dun, dun, dun. And that is exactly what happened to me. So I will just start at the beginning. Met him back in June, didn't really click, kind of kept in touch. But then back in mid-December, he messaged me on Instagram. And it was in response to a post that I had made about co-parenting with my ex-husband and how, you know, we have finally gotten to a place where things are working smoothly and I'm really proud of us, blah, blah, blah. He writes me and is like, wow, great post. I totally connect with that. I also am co-parenting my kids. My ex and I get along great too. She lives down the street. We have 50-50 agreement with the kids and we have been separated for years. We actually never really were together. I met her and we accidentally got pregnant after a couple of dates, but, you know, we've made it work. And I'm like, well, that's great. You know,
that's a lot of information.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Take notes, guys, because Sophie, my sister, was saying to me yesterday, she's like, one inkling that someone is lying is if they're giving you a lot of detail that you didn't ask for. And if it's a kind of not relevant detail. Okay. So anyway, so I was like, okay, this is great. So fast forward, we basically are in a conversation that lasts 3 months long. Like, you know, when you just kind of click with somebody and you're talking to them all day, every day through text, like all night. And then it started to get like, this was another red flag. He basically said, I love you to me within the first 2 weeks. And I'm not an idiot. I was like, you can't love somebody, but this is cute. Like, everybody likes to hear that.
And I thought it was, I heard you guys say, I love you. And I was like, this is great. They're just adults. They're just, you know, they're in it. You know,
but
you
made the decision. That is one lesson that I've learned. Like, I said it back because I felt like that's the polite thing to do. But like, no, I wasn't in love with this person that I knew for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But I think I was hopeful and I really wanted it to be what
you thought it was.
I was hoping it would turn into or that because for me, it was more the situation I fell in love with. Like, I really do want a blended family. I really do want to have more kids. That's what he wanted too, supposedly. And yeah, so this went on for a while. He brought my kids and I to Disneyland. We
he met your kids.
Yeah, which is also really tough for me to come to terms with, that I introduced my kids to somebody that turned out to really not be a trustworthy person. So I do need to be more careful about that. I mean, I didn't say, this is your new father.
This is your new daddy.
Yeah. He was just a friend. My kids, they didn't think twice about it. They didn't think, oh, this is mommy's new boyfriend. They just thought he was like a friend of mine who was bringing us to Disney or coming to Disneyland with us. You know, I have a lot of friends that are guys that my kids know. So I don't think that's that big of a deal. But anyway, so, you know, we'd go on a bunch of dates. We'd have like sleepovers, never at his house.
Yeah, he would drive.
Yeah, we'd go, you know, to Beverly Hills Hotel, like do like fancy little like staycations, which is, by the way, so fun. You know, beautiful flower arrangements, super just generous with helping me with my business because he has a lot of connections. And you guys, I'm just going to cut to the chase. Do I cut to the chase?
What part?
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I'll start with this. We had a trip planned for next month to go to the Bahamas because all of our kids, he has two, I have two, we're on school break. And we're going to be on school break. And so we have this trip planned. And he's like, you know, get ready for it. This is where we're going to go. This is like when we're going to leave. Tell your ex, make sure you know, these are the things you're going to need. Just all the things you planned for a trip. You need your passports to be valid, all these things. I tell my kids, they're excited. And so we're looking forward to that. And then before that, we were going to go on this little weekend getaway to Oregon. And this is after he had also come to Vegas with us and went out to dinner with my family, was, you know, hanging out with my brothers. Obviously, we shared a hotel room together. This is somebody that I was on like three-way chats with like
your family,
my family,
his family,
his mom, his publicist, and all just
real estate agents.
He was looking at houses in Manhattan Beach where I live. I wasn't going to move in with him or anything, but he lives in OC and he was going to move. He was going to get a place closer to me so that we could be like just
together. And
more.
At the same time, I remember being on the bus and multiple times he's like, you got to tell her because I'm in San Diego and I go to Orange County. Like, he says, tell her how amazing Orange County is. She's got to come down. Like, you guys will split the kids 50-50. You'll move in. Like, tell her how amazing Orange County is, Chris, and tell her. And I'm like, wow, he's really committed.
Totally. It's just so odd. Like,
so there was a lot of signs of wanting to be in a very valid long-term relationship.
Was it moving very fast for 3 months? Absolutely. But I kind of am the person where if you are serious, then you're serious. And why not just, you know, try all the things?
Mm-hmm. And you were going to go to Oregon and your kids' bags were packed.
Yeah, so we're going to go to Oregon. Happens? So my three-year-old has her bag on, her bag's packed. I send him a picture and I'm like, we're ready. We're about to leave. He sends me a picture of an x-ray. He's like, you're never going to believe this. My kid, he was at baseball and this kid swung his bat and then he was just swinging it around. I was so mad and he ended up hitting my son's arm and they think maybe he cracked his rib and like the lung is punctured. And I got him in the car and we drove 100 miles an hour to the hospital. We're here now. They're about to reset his arm. He's on ketamine. He's tripping out. It's actually kind of funny, but like, I'm a little scared for him. Hold on. I'm going to the cafeteria. I need to get a snack. Well, you guys, I'm a fucking detective, okay? I look at this x-ray, I zoom in, there's a date on it. It says 10/23, like 2019. And I'm like, I was like,
that's suspicious.
Hey, you know, this x-ray is not like from today. And then he starts going into, oh, you know what? The doctor must have pulled up his brother's x-ray from a couple months ago. I'm like, no, doctors don't do that. Mm-hmm. They don't pull up other people's x-rays from a few months ago. And the lies just start getting more and more. I'm like, okay, well, just like, I start getting suspicious, guys. I'm like, send me a video of the hospital. He sends me a video of like the NICU, a video for, like, it was clearly taken at night. And then I start getting mad. I'm like, you really think I'm dumb. I go into the info on the video and he knows to change the date and time. Cause I had actually told him about this trick where, like, if you send somebody a video, cause I was making fun of him cause he had sent me like a picture of himself looking all ripped. And I looked at the info on it and I was like, yo, bro, if you're going to send like photos of yourself, you got to change at least the date and time, because I can tell that you sent this to someone else a year ago, that this wasn't taken from me. This was like before. Anyway, so he knew the trick about changing the date and time to be accurate, but he didn't know that I'm smarter than that, because it said it was taken with an iPhone X, and nobody has had an iPhone X in the last 3 years at least. Like, that was way back when. So I was like, I started to get annoyed because the lying just became more detailed. And also, who lies about their kid being in the hospital?
That's such bad juju.
Bad juju. And my children were all ready for this trip that he had us meeting him at the airport for within the hour. I had gotten, you know, them excited about it. He told me we were going to go to this vineyard that his family owns, and they were going to make, like, collect sticks. We were going to make fires. It was going to be like a camping thing. You guys, the details this guy went into. So I do, you know, what any crazy girlfriend would do. No, I don't think this is crazy.
It's not.
I ended up DMing his baby mama because I know who she is, because she's, you know, the mother of his children. I see her on his Instagram. And I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, it's so nice to meet you. I'm so sorry to reach out to you like this. I hear that your son's in the hospital and I feel so bad. I've been dating him for a few months now, and some of the things he's been saying to me just haven't been adding up. And I just have this inkling that maybe what he said about your relationship together might not be accurate. And I just want to hear from the source. Are you guys really not together? She writes me back and she's like, I'm not surprised, because when I met him, he was married and he told me that he wasn't. And then we ended up reconnecting later. And eventually they moved in together, went to like fertility stuff, got like, did not get pregnant accidentally, had kids together.
It was a whole process.
They live together. They're engaged. They've been living together. She was under the full impression that they're in a committed relationship with children. They live in the same house. They have a life together. I screenshot that, send it to him.
Olivia.
Send it to him. His response, leave me alone.
That got me.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
got me.
And she, I'm like,
she
oh,
sends me the
no,
text,
no, no, no.
And it just says, leave me alone. And I'm like, this motherfucker wants to get punched in the face.
Right. So I was like, wait a minute. So then what conspired after that just got more wild. First, it started with the, I was going to tell her, I didn't know how to tell you.
You blew my cover.
I love you. If you could have just waited this out, now you ruined everything. And then it started to escalate into, you're so psycho. How could you ruin my family? Acting like I'm a homewrecker, calls me like Fatal Attraction girl. I'm like,
But it was so manipulative and narcissistic, because it kept saying, you did this, like, to Aurora. You broke up my family. It's like, no, like,
I'm sorry,
you're
that
the
I
one that cheated.
Your affair.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, if you've been following along on my wellness journey, you know I've been taking a back seat lately on drinking. Not to say I'm sober by any means, but I have had issues in the past with overconsuming. And more importantly, I just did not like that bloated migraine hangover feeling. So I've been testing out different alcohols to see what works best for me. And what I have been leaning into is hard seltzers. There is nothing I love more than an ice cold seltzer, and I have been obsessed with Truly. I love that it's fresh, that it's crisp, and I can just crack one open. And you know my party trick is to open one in the shower when I'm getting ready. I'll put some music on, open one in the shower, get ready. It's light and it's delicious. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry, and the new party pack. My personal favorite is the berry. It is so delicious. And Truly Hard Seltzer's new party pack has a flavor for everyone. So you can literally bring a party pack and there's a flavor that everyone's going to like. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light, truly. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We are two best friends with one common obsession.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We tried it all and we've got your back. We'll be calling on all our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions. Consider us your beauty 411 and sometimes your 911.
From how to fix brassy hair
to the pros and cons of laser facials,
and always with a cocktail in hand.
Always. So be prepared to be obsessed. Check out Lipstick on the Rim wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, all this, he told me that he was looking for how we went to look at houses. Yeah. He had a real estate agent. He came to on trips with my family. We talked every day, every night. He was sending me engagement rings. Like, do you like this style? Do you like this style? Just so completely every single, I'm like waking up in the middle of, I'm traumatized, guys. I'm waking up in the middle of the night remembering these things that he would say. He like cried to me for 20 minutes once about how hard it is to be a single dad. He's not a single dad. He lives at home. Oh, you guys, I can pick him. Like, yeah. I really can pick him. So he ended up mid-December, like leaving the house, and she
noticed.
She noticed. I was supposed to go to something with him in Aspen. I was supposed to go to a gala, and then he ended up canceling last minute. He would always kind of cancel last minute. And he said to me once his cover was blown, he was like, how could you ever actually think I was in love with you? Somebody who's actually in love doesn't just keep making excuses all the time. Get a clue. Like, being and then tried so to
say,
nasty.
And then tried to say, like, well, I did, like, you're so psycho. Like, I didn't want to hurt your feelings or something. It's okay, either you're a pussy of a man or you're just completely lying right now. Because when you send someone engagement rings, I think you're pretty serious.
And then he goes, he starts, oh my gosh, what the cycle of like, first trying to be like, do you still love me? Like, now the band-aid's ripped off, like we can be together, to like in the same breath being like, you're pure evil. I can't believe you were just trying to, he was spinning it as I was trying to hurt his baby mama by giving her this information. Like, took zero responsibility, did not apologize for one lie. He's like, how could you have ever thought that I actually loved you? And I'm like, okay,
when he said, I love you.
I'm like, that's fine. How about, like, why have you been telling me that you do for the last three months? Why have you been showering me in gifts? I should have known about that red flag, guys. Why have you been looking at places to rent? Why am I on three-way chats with people in your family, and with real estate agents, with publicists, with, like, he was helping me with my podcast, with some business stuff. Why did you meet my family? Also, if you're going to pick someone to con, how about someone who doesn't have a podcast? Yeah,
someone without a mic.
How about somebody who doesn't have a dating podcast? Like, buddy. And then starts threatening me. I'm going to file a restraining order. I was like, you know what? File a restraining order. Because you come within 2 feet of my children. I don't care how rich and powerful you are. You know, nothing he has told me is the truth.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the truth is, to be honest. I just know that he has a family and somebody who believed they were committed. And she had no idea he was on a dating site. So I was like, you know, I understand. Okay, I get now that you don't love me. Like, I'll take the hint. But why were you, like, on a dating site, actively pursuing me, making future plans with me? Why did you have my children get ready for a fake trip? Oh, and then I end up finding out from the baby mama too that this trip we had planned to go to the Bahamas, she's going on that trip with her kids and her family. They had already picked out the, like, rooming assignments and, like, the menu and everything. And he was having my kids think that they were going on the trip.
It's like, did he think he was going to pull off a double life?
I think he thought that he maybe was. That shit does not work with me. And the reason why I'm not, like, I told my sister obviously all about this, and they're like, Aurora, You do not mess with somebody who's that deranged. Do not talk about this on your podcast. Do not talk about this on Instagram. And listen, I'm not identifying who this person is. Okay. I am not making any threats, but I will not be silenced. I will not be one of those women who gets scared by a man who's rich and powerful and thinks he can string you along and manipulate you. And you know what? You bring in my kids and you're fucking that. That's where I draw the line. You can fuck with me, but my daughter had a backpack. I sent him a picture. She was ready to get on the airplane. She was so excited like that. I was ready to. Oh my God.
I could feel your passion. I'm like, we ride at dawn.
Seriously. I sent the picture to everybody. I was like, this was Soleil ready for the trip. Like my beautiful angel child. Yeah. And then in response to that photo, he starts pretending that his own child is fighting for his life in the
hospital.
Which
is horrible karma and juju. Like to fuck with kids like that, with his own kids, with your kids. Mm-hmm. Like that's terrible juju. Like, I don't even mess with that.
You guys, we got me and his wife or fiance, baby mom, whatever.
We don't know.
We got the same Valentine's Day arrangement.
I'm telling you, he just is doing two trips, two flowers, two. It's like I think he thinks he wasn't going to get caught and that he was going to have two lives.
And like, was I supposed to? I'm sure I really try to be a person who takes responsibility for their part in all situations. I take responsibility for all of my failed, you know, relationships in the past. And I do take responsibility for this. There were red flags that I chose to ignore because I really wanted this situation to work. I really wanted to start a blended family, you know? So there were things that I like turned a blind eye to, like the fact that he would change plans and his stories were just a little confusing at times. But in this situation, like, I really think I am just a 100% victim. Like, he targeted me. And one of the things that I have found super interesting about this whole thing, about dating after being divorced and having two kids, I'm a target for a certain type of a man. Like, they look at me as some kind of somebody who needs saving, which is so interesting because I do not feel that way about myself at all. I'm totally self-sufficient. I'm like, yes, would it be nice to have an extra set of hands, somebody that's loving and supportive? And was it nice to have somebody tell me how amazing I am 4,000 times a day? Yes. And I'm not going to lie, I am kind of grieving the loss of this imaginary person that I had. But I'm not a victim. But I do need to be careful. And like the women out there who are single moms and are being kind of preyed upon by these people who think that you're so desperate that you're going to believe all their lies and maybe even be okay with it. Like maybe he thought that I was going to somehow be okay with
it. I get the vibe that I think that's what it is. There are people out there and men maybe and women that are okay with certain situations. Like, I got the vibe that maybe his baby mama was a little, or this isn't the first time. Like, I remember when you sent me the screenshot, and I was like, this is weird vibes. Like, because if that's me, I'm like calling your ass. I'm like, who are you? What's your middle name? What's your social? Mm-hmm. When did you breathe? When did you have sex? Where did you meet? Like, I want to know everything.
Yeah.
And she was just kind of like, oh, there he goes again. You know?
No.
It was a weird vibe. And the mom part is what's creeped me out the most. The fact that she was in a group chat with you, and it's like,
but
you're
I think
the grandma
maybe he's lying
children.
To everybody. I think maybe he's lying to everybody, and she doesn't even know what
his situation is
like
with the baby mama.
I heard him say to a few different people that we're just co-parents, we're not together. But it's like, that's fine if that's your reality, but you need to make sure that the other person is aware that that's the situation.
How exhausting! I'm exhausted thinking about keeping up with the lies. Like how people keep up with these lies is beyond me.
When I was at Beverly Hills Hotel with him, we were having a beautiful night there. I learned that he was texting her the whole time. He told her that he was going up to Beverly Hills to get her engagement ring like reset.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, I call him out on the night that she told me about it, and he said, no, I was getting it appraised. Like the lies kept going. And then it ended really
like doubling down.
It ended so nasty with him being like, you are so psycho. You are like fatal attraction. Let it go. You're never going to be with me. I'm like, buddy, do you think I would go anywhere near you? Let my children anywhere near your psychopathic ass? Like, but then I have moments of being like, oh, like, this person has a mental illness.
For
this
sure.
This is kind of sad. This
it's giving like trauma vibes. Like something happened to him as a child. I don't know. I don't know the story, but it's giving off weird, creepy, like Gone Girl vibes. It's well, weird. There's something
I
off.
I wonder. Beyond and of course, you know me. I've been
beyond
now.
Being
I've been
a
listening. I've been listening to all the podcasts and all the like YouTube shorts on what a pathological liar is, what a sociopath is, what a like. I'm like, I'm trying to diagnose him because I feel like I need to understand the psychology of this type of person to help me feel like I have a little more control over it. I don't feel like I've ever brushed shoulders with, or more than brushed shoulders.
Yeah.
yeah, a little more than brushed shoulders with somebody who is like real, like psychopath it's status.
Yeah.
Like this is like Dateline.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if I manifested it for myself because I watch so much Dateline.
I don't know. There's something wrong with him. There's something wrong, seriously wrong. Beyond being a narcissist, beyond like, oh, I have money, I can do whatever I want. Like, there's something beyond that.
I'm so gullible, though, because one thing that I will say, and it's one of the things that I like about myself the most, is that I do not lie. Like, I'm like, liar, liar. Like,
pen is blue.
I can't. Yeah, for I'm sure. actually incapable Same. Of it yeah. to the fact where it's like, okay, TMI, like, we didn't need to know all of that information.
For sure.
But so, I think I just assume that other people are truthful. Also, like, who has time for two relationships? I can barely have time for one. Who has time to keep the lies straight? And what's the motivation behind it? Like, what do they get out of that?
I don't know. A sense of power, maybe?
Is it like a thrill or
like a rush to have that sense of power, maybe? I'm telling you, there's something much deeper and traumatic that has happened to that child. That he's acting that way.
And the scary thing is that if he was just a little bit brighter, like honestly, just a little smarter and like knew not to send an X-ray image that clearly has the date on it. Like,
yeah,
he probably could have kept this going for
I know.
A lot
honestly,
longer.
Thank God you noticed that. And thank God he slipped up because it would have kept going.
Yeah.
Like, so you saved yourself and you saved your kids. And that's, yeah. Thank God.
Is there any questions for the audience from the audience?
Oh yes.
Talk to you about like not putting you guys on social media and like.
Oh,
good question.
Yeah. So I wanted to respect his privacy because it was a new relationship too, and I didn't want to post him before I felt really secure that this was someone I was going to be with for a while. So when we were at Disney, I didn't put him in that, and I did a reel about being in Disneyland, but I never took a photo with him and posted it. And he did request that he wanted to kind of, first of all, I think he thinks he's famous. I'm not really sure, but he's like, he wanted to like, kind of like reveal it in this like dramatic way. And I'm like, I'm not really sure like we are matter enough to be like, to have like a reveal, but Lunch. Fine. Like I just respected it and I was fine with it.
So when he talked about the reveal, I wonder if that was just one of his lies that he was going to bail on eventually.
He told me I could talk about him on my podcast. That like, these are the things that kind of, I just don't understand. It's like, I think, in a way, maybe he believed in both lives simultaneously. Like maybe he has two personalities and he believed because he wanted to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
He had me on the phone with his mom. I'm just so confused about, but you know what? You guys, you always know. I knew.
You knew something was off.
I knew, like, you know, when you really start, like you start a new relationship with somebody and it's like so passionate and you just like, you look into each other's eyes and it clicks and you really understand each other and the communication is, he was a little, his eyes were a little darting. Like I didn't feel like he was seeing me, but I thought that maybe this was something we were going to work on. And also maybe I thought he was like a little off and weird. And I kind of like that in people. Like I like quirky. But this was not quirky. This was like very maliciously manipulative. I am a hardworking mother of two children. And this man came for me and told me nothing but lies for 3 months.
So I have a photo shoot this weekend and I am so excited. I didn't want to use a full glam team like I've been using because It's so expensive. Honestly, it can cost like upwards of $1,000 sometimes if you need to just get quick hair and makeup done for a photo shoot or just like a special event if you're going to a wedding or even just a date. It doesn't need to be anything super special. That's why I just love Glam Squad, because you can book them last minute. You can book them ahead of time and you can use the app. The app is so convenient. You can just select your city and then select the services that you want done. They actually have nail technicians that will come now if you're in New York City, LA, Miami, or Dallas. And then if you just want hair and makeup, they're in a ton of cities. So they're in New York City, Southern California, Miami, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Boston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, San Francisco, Long Island, Hampton seasonally, and coming soon to Chicago. And what it is it's just an app, or you can go on glamsquad.com and you can book your hair service, whatever you need. So I'm doing like beach waves, but you can just do a blowout if you need it. And you can book full makeup. So whatever kind of makeup style you want, you just pick your artist based on what you like and they come right to you. I love them. And for a limited time, Glam Squad is giving our listeners $20 off any service. It's valid whether or not you've booked with them before. So you visit glamsquad.com or the Glam Squad app and use code FILTERED at checkout. So that's for $20 off any service. You guys are going to love them. So affordable, so convenient. And I want to see your looks. So send us photos or videos after.
So where is, because I like this audience question. That's a good idea. Where are you at now with him? Have you blocked him? Like,
what? Oh, he told me that he told me he was calling his lawyers because I blackmailed him, which, yeah, good luck with that one, buddy.
Months
because
of evidence.
I have 3 months of evidence saying that, like, you, yeah, anyway. Where am I? He told me never to talk to her again because I'm torturing her. Yes, I just love to torture people. I saved her. I gave her.
Yeah, you saved her.
You know what? That's another thing. There's been a time, one other time in my life when I was hooking up with a guy. I ended up finding out he had a girlfriend and I never told her because I didn't want to like ruffle feathers and you never want to be the person that blows up a family. But in this situation, in all situations, I think having the integrity to look like the bad guy and tell people the hard truth, whether or not they accept it or believe it, I think that that's the right thing to do.
I agree. That happened to me before Tyler, and I went to the girlfriend because I also found out he had a relationship as well. And I think that for me, and like you said, I think that's the best way to go about it. Get it out. And like, secrets make you sick. So get it out of your system, and you're saving that woman.
And also,
she does do what you want with the information.
Do what you want with the information. And honestly, no judgment on my part for how she uses the information. If she chooses to stay with him because
that's
she thinks that it's better for her family, then that works for people.
Yeah.
Like, I stayed with my ex for a full year after we got separated because it was just logistically we were able to kind of make it work until we couldn't anymore. But it's not about like, oh, you're a horrible person if you stick around with this person that you know is not being faithful to you. But she does need to know that he does not consider them exclusive.
Yeah, and you're living your truth. And I think that was like a sign of integrity. And I think that was doing the right thing for sure.
Whew. Wow.
Yeah.
I have an audience question.
Yes.
So he was having you like talk to all these different people in his life.
Yeah.
Were those like was it actually his mom or was it like
it was actually his mom, but yeah,
because there are catfish situations where people will like use a voice changer or like it's still them with a separate number.
No,
was it
this
her?
Was actually his mom. This was actually his real estate agent. We met
who was an ex-girlfriend
who happened to be an ex-girlfriend. but she I don't think these were conspirators. I think that these people believed him as well.
Yeah, we're under
his
web.
I don't really think he had a plan for when the lies were exposed. It's very odd. Like, even his assistant, like, probably sent me my Valentine's Day cards, and I was in text threads with him for other people who had media companies that I was talking to about, like, podcasting stuff, and he was like, this is my future wife, like, hook her up with blah, blah, blah. So maybe he did really think that maybe he did plan on leaving her, and he was just like waiting. He was trying to like bide out time or something, but like, you don't do it by lying about everything, and you surely do not do it by pretending your kid's in the hospital and making my kids think that we're going to go on a trip.
Someone that would say that their kids are in the hospital, I just wouldn't put anything past them. So it's like, yes, you did see some of these people in person, but who knows? Like, were those fake messages? Were those numbers he created? Like, I wouldn't put anything past
this. Oh, no. And if he's
psycho.
Willing to do that to the mother of his children,
exactly.
What would he do to me?
Well, exactly.
And the way he was able to just cut it off and get so nasty. And
yeah.
So anyway, I've been blocked. I don't know if I'm blocked by him, but I blocked him. He blocked me. Yeah, because I can't search him on Instagram anymore.
So audience question. So I feel like you went from like ready to get on a plane and go to Oregon with him to like zooming in on x-rays in like an hour.
Yeah.
Do you think your spidey senses were already kind of going that things are a little weird? Like, how
yes.
did you know so quickly to DM the baby mama? Because most people would be like, well, let me like feel this out for another month.
No, there was a few things. This was probably the third plan that he canceled last minute because of some, it wasn't like, oh, you know, I'm just not really feeling up for it anymore. It was like the Russians hacked my, this was one of the things. Couldn't meet up with me because the Russians hacked his company. His company's based in London. They had to have a Zoom that started at 6 p.m. when our dinner reservation was. So he had a Zoom with his company in London. It was like, you know, 3 a.m. in London with Scotland Yard, which is like, they're high up investigative force, like the FBI.
Oh my
in
God.
The UK. You guys, I believed it. Well, I didn't really believe it, but I thought it was just so outlandish that nobody could possibly make it up. Because why would you?
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, honestly, I kind of have to give him credit. He was probably just like having the time of his life making this shit up. But for 3 months... And honestly, he didn't even really want to have sex. Like, he didn't try to... It wasn't like he was using me for sex. Like, we hooked up twice. Like, we had sex, like, 2 times in 3 months. It was more of, like, we were pen pals and, like, best friends on the phone and, like, emotional support. And we would go to Disneyland and go out to lunch. So he wasn't using me for ass, which I feel like is what, like, a lot of guys do. It's just so bizarre.
That's why it comes down to a power trip, pathological liar, trauma. Like, it's creepy. It's very Gone Girl.
It's
honestly,
very
thank God you got out, because who knows? It could have turned into a very unsafe situation.
Yeah. So you guys, if I go missing or like if something happens, just know that it's probably this person.
Yeah. And I thought I knew where he lived, but apparently I dropped off a thank you gift because I was like, you know, this guy took me to Vegas. He's treating my friends so great. So I got like, it's so tough getting, you know, for someone who's so wealthy, what do I get someone who has everything? So I got this really thoughtful gift of like things to play with his kids. I got like a baseball bat and balls and a Nerf gun. And I wrote this long, thoughtful card. Thank you so much for Vegas. I know, you know, have so much fun with your kids. You know, I know it's hard being part time, but here's some stuff to like enjoy with your kids. You'll never get that time back. And more than anything, thank you for loving and treating my friend the way that you do. Like, and I'm just like, I dropped this off in Orange County like an asshole and probably the wrong address.
Yeah, it was the wrong address because that's not, I learned later that they live together in a town that's not where he told me.
Oh my God. Crazy.
Clearly, Kristen did not see a red flag with him. Was anyone in your family who met him see a red flag or friend?
Yes. Okay. So Kristen was really rooting for him.
I was.
She was, which because she saw how happy I was. But I did tell my sisters about him pretty early on, and they Googled him, and they were like, Olivia was like, Aurora, not one thing on here is the least bit endearing. Like, she's like, and also I was like, one of the first things I even said to them, I was like, okay, I either met the love of my life or I'm being love bombed. And Sophie was like, if you have to ask that question, you're being love bombed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was love bombed. And then I was taken for a wild ride.
More than love bombed. That's Dateline. I'm just happy you got out when you did.
I know. Well, hopefully.
Hopefully it's all done.
Yeah, hopefully it's over.
Ugh. Well, so what are some takeaways or things that we can leave people with and red flags?
Yeah. There's no reason if anybody is acting rushed, like we need to fall madly in love this week, have kids by next January. Well, that's a red flag. Anybody who starts giving you lots of gifts right away, red flag. anybody who tells you stories in extreme detail that you didn't ask for as like an excuse for getting out of something, that's a red flag.
And then I think also, because this has happened to me, not even nearly what you went through, but could like never wants to go to his house or with his friends or with his family or cancels plans. Red flag.
Yes.
Yeah. Whew. Hopefully this doesn't happen to any of you guys, but thanks for the content.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. I know. Afterwards, I was like, well, at least it's good content.
Yeah.
Whatever.
At least we got Louboutins, guys.
Yeah. Seriously.
All right. Onward and upward. Who do I want you to date next? I told Aurora last night who I want her to date.
Literally no one's going to date me because they're going to be like, if I do anything, she's going to go on her podcast and share it with the world. Well, you know, maybe that's true, but I'm not going to name you. I keep anonymity.
Yep.
And just fuck me over.
Yeah, we'll take a little break. How about that?
I've dated a lot of people that I don't talk about on the podcast because it's not like,
yeah,
you know, they're not as interesting. If you want to have a cameo on my podcast, just do something like that.
Find her on Raya.
Yeah, just find me on Raya and like just lie and
perfect. That's her type, guys.
Yes, that's my type. That is my type.
Okay. Onward and upward.
Over and out.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.